Hey guys, welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast, recorded live in the Toyota Lounge here at the DNVR bar. I'm your host, Susie Hunter, and I'm joined by Tiff, who is producing today. Hello, Tiff.
Oh, hi friends. How's it going?
How are you doing?
Oh, just lovely. Just hanging out on this.
Just hanging
out.
It's
my Friday.
This is your Friday. I guess this is kind of my Friday too.
Yeah, so.
It's been a long week at Coors.
It's been a long week.
Also, we've just gotten word that there are some Australians who are Nuggets fans who are here and at the bar. We love our Australians.
Dedicated.
We love when people come to visit us from
Super
across
dedicated.
The... So many Australians come to visit us.
I know. New Zealanders, Australians. Yeah, so
That's
many.
Such a long flight.
Yeah.
I've never gone to Australia for anything.
I'd like to say it's just for us, but it's probably for, like, the sports teams.
Yeah.
But I think we're adjacent to that.
I'm like, I won't even go to, like, Lakewood for stuff.
No.
Like, no, this is fun. I love when people come to visit. Obviously, they're not here for the Rockies. I'm here for the Rockies. You guys are here for the Rockies. Tiff's here for the Rockies. Ow. Did you hear that?
I did.
I moved my hand so much and I just injured myself. I'm going to be fine. We're going to reel it in. Guys, if you are watching us live on YouTube, hop in the Toyota chat. We will answer all of your questions. We will address all your comments as long as they're respectful. Everyone's been pretty respectful since we blocked some disrespectful people. Drop a like.
It happens.
Drop a like. Drop a comment. Yeah, I feel like there's a lot to talk about after this Arizona series. Rockies won 1 of 2. I was really hoping they were going to win today because I predicted on Sunday's show, I was like, oh, Rockies are going to take 2 of 3. And they were really damn close to taking today's game. They were pretty close to taking Tuesday's game, too. We'll get into that in just a second, but... Overall, let's our impressions of this most recent series. Here's a stat. It's not a nice stat, but it's a stat. The Rockies haven't won 2 games in a row since September of 2023. And that was when they had that 5-game streak from September 12th to September 16th. And that was the longest winning streak of the year for the Rockies. So it might take a little bit for these guys to get going. I really hope it doesn't. But the Rockies are now 5-15 versus the Diamondbacks since 2023. The Diamondbacks have our number. And it really seems that way, too. Also, sidebar, Christian Walker, who I am so happy we don't have to see for a little bit. He has a 24-game on-base streak against the Rockies. That man is always getting a hit. And if he's not getting a hit, he's getting a walk. He's always on base. It's crazy. Hey, we've got some guys hitting really well. Tovar has a 12-game on-base streak. Ryan McMahon has one of the highest batting averages in baseball. But a lot of guys are pushing. They're pushing a little too hard, and we can see it. I think we're seeing it with KB. We're definitely seeing it with Nolan Jones. We talked to Buddy earlier today. We asked, do you think Nolan Jones is pushing? Just like immediately without hesitation, he was like, yes, he is. We'll hear from him in just a second. But of course, we talked to Buddy about a lot of stuff. We talked to him after today's loss. And today's loss was kind of similar to some other losses that we've seen kind of recently. We're missing just a few key pieces. But are we ready to play that Bud Black postgame sound? All right, here's what Buddy had to say today.
Well, I mean, just the key hit. I mean, we're getting in position. We didn't get a lot of hits today, but we had some opportunities, you know, a couple different times to catch the lead. just didn't happen, right? I mean, it's there. Today, they got the hit, right? The Suarez off the end of the bat, broken bat, looper down the line. That's eluded us, you know, the big hit. So the worm will turn. We'll get our hits. We got a number of guys who are not, you know, hitting to their standard. And once that starts happening, I think you'll see some of those things turn our way. The big hit, the key hit. We just haven't gotten.
Yeah, so that we're going to talk about that in just a second. But first, we do want to shout out our friends at Toyota. Your Front Range Toyota stores are so excited to begin this amazing partnership that they're going to have with us here at DNVR. Toyota is the official vehicle of DNVR. And I know a lot of our coworkers drive Toyotas every single day. But yeah, trucks have always been a part of Toyota's DNA. They've got, they're just, they can make these durable cars and they look good. And they're great for conquering off-road. And I don't really go off-road a lot, but I know that sometimes the roads get a little messy here in Denver. So great for that too. Great for hauling the weight of the world. You can do it all with the all-new 2024 Tacoma. And by the way, the Land Cruiser, the 2024 Land Cruiser coming this spring. Toyota's got 17 models available with all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, which we need here in Colorado. But Toyota also offers right now more low and zero emission vehicles combined than any other automaker. And that is sustainability, my friends. Listen, visit your Front Range Toyota stores at a location near you. AutoNation Toyota Arapahoe in Centennial, Corbin Toyota in Boulder, Groove Toyota in Littleton, Mountain States Toyota in Denver, Stevenson Toyota East in Aurora, Stevenson Toyota West in Lakewood. And as you know, Toyota, the official vehicle of the Colorado Rockies. Let's talk about our friends at Bet365, hashtag never ordinary. That is their motto, and they are living it. They are living it. They don't do ordinary. They believe every sport should be absolutely epic. Right now, new customers can choose between two offers when they open an account with Bet365. Use code DNVR365 to sign up. Deposit just $10, and you can choose between either a bet and get. Place a bet of $5 or more and get $150 in bonus bets, or a first net safety offer by placing a bet up to $1,000. And if your qualifying bet loses, you'll receive a matched refund in bonus bets. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it is never ordinary with Bet365. They got some good boosts going on, too. They have a great NBA early payout offer. You can get your straight bets or your parlay selections marked as a winner when your team goes up by 20 points. And I think the Nuggets have done that a couple times, so you got that going for you. But with Bet365, you must be 21 or older, physically located in the state of Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. Use code DNVR365. Please bet responsibly. All right. Let's take it back to the start of this series first. That's where I want to go. That was the game they won. That was a fun win, too, for sure. They overcame a 4-1 deficit. That was their biggest comeback from behind victory so far this season. And, you know, it was the end of a bad streak. It was the first time the Rockies actually managed to score first in so many games. I think it was 16 games we got up to, 15 games. It was, yeah, it's not fun. It's not easy to win games when you're already starting behind, and the Rockies started ahead and they won the game. So they are living that truth right there. We saw the return of Kyle Freeland, his first start at Coors Field. And Kyle Freeland, so much better when he's back in his natural habitat here at a Mile High. But 5 innings pitched. So basically, also, before that outing on Monday, he had pitched 5 2/3 on the whole season through 2 starts. So he almost doubled his inning count. But 5 innings pitched, 6 hits, 4 runs. 2 of those were earned. More on that in a sec if you missed it. 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. So he didn't get the win in this game. He didn't get the loss. But a secret third thing, neither. We saw Peter Lambert. Peter Lambert came in, long reliever. He is just embracing this role right now. He did not allow a run in those 2 innings. He's pitched 2 innings in his last 3 outings, by the way, and he's been great. Great as a long reliever out of the pen. We were talking to Buddy about this a little bit, too, because we had to chat with him this morning. And someone asked, you know, how is Peter Lambert liking this long reliever role when, you know, he's been a starter? And Buddy was like, listen, if you ask any guy, would you rather be a starter in the minors or a long reliever in the majors? They're going to pick the majors. They're going to pick the majors. And honestly, glad he's here because Peter Lambert has been so valuable eating up those innings. Monday also, Jake Bird, his first career save. He has never gotten the save in the 12 save opportunities he has had previously. So Jake Bird, first career save on Monday. Pretty fun stuff. Let me check the Toyota chat real fast because I see some friends in there. What do we have? All right. RK in the chat. Buddy has to start batting KB down the lineup until he finds a groove again. Too many outs with guys on base when we need a clutch hit. That is a really good point, and we've seen that exact situation so many times this series, so many times this homestand. And, you know, Buddy moves the lineup around all the time. He moved it around a lot today. I don't think there's anything wrong with putting KB a little further down. I think maybe it would be better for everyone. RK also. So the Rockies are undefeated when scoring first this year. That is the only bright spot. No, we've got other bright spots. Okay, let's reel it in for a second. And Trenton in the chat says a lot about Arizona if they have lost multiple games to Colorado already. They've lost two. I don't know. The D-backs are pretty good, although they do have a losing record right now. I don't know if I'm following you here. If you want to elaborate in the Toyota chat, feel free. Also, Trenton adding Kyle looked way better. Can tell he was way more locked in. He was so locked in. So locked in. Also, it's so funny to me. Kyle, we know how intense he is. There was a close-up shot on him after he came out after doing that fifth inning of work. He looked furious. And yeah, he gave up a couple of hits, gave up a couple of runs. He looked like he had as bad of an outing as he did the first two, which I thought was so funny. He holds himself to a high standard. I'm happy that he had a much better start here in Denver. And also, he like knocked about 10 points off his ERA with that start on Monday. So that was pretty good. That's pretty good. That number got a little too high. It was 27, a 27 ERA heading into Monday's game. I think it's like 16 and change right now. But let's still talking about Monday here. The offense. This is what we need to win, obviously. We need more bats. We need bigger hits. Monday, 13 hits, 7 runs, and Charlie Blackmon kicked it off with a leadoff double. That is how you start ahead. That was the first inning, and then, of course, Ezekiel Tovar brought him home with a hit. But also, Charlie Blackmon homered in that 8th inning to give us tacos. Thank you. Also, Ryan McMahon left this game hitting .415. He's had a pretty good batting average. He's got one of the best batting averages in Major League Baseball right now. But the flip side, that game, we did not see Rymack at his best at third. He had a very costly error in the 4th inning that caused those 2 runs. Some other good things defensively. Some good things defensively moving on. Alauris Montero, unassisted double play in the 7th. Nolan Jones ran down a ball in the 4th to probably save another run. It was still a sac fly, but kept it at a sac fly. And that was huge because it really went towards that corner. And we saw, especially in Wednesday's game, how dangerous that corner is. The corner giveth, the corner taketh away. So that was Monday game, that 7-5 win over Arizona, the only win we got this series. Tuesday, oh my gosh, so close. This was also low-scoring game, 3-2 loss. Cal Quantrill got the start, 6 innings pitched, 7 hits, 3 runs all earned, no walks, yes, 6 strikeouts. He got his first quality start of the season. And it was the third quality start from a Rocky starter. Quality starts. So back. But yeah, gave up a couple of solo homers, but the most strikeouts Cal has had since last season with his old team. We got to talk about the pen, though. Victor Vodnik in that Tuesday game extended his scoreless streak. It's the longest scoreless stretch he's had in his career. It's a pretty short career. I mean, he debuted last year, but still. He hasn't allowed a run in his last 10 2/3 innings. And that goes back to September, the last series at Coors Field last year. We did see, hey, old friend Randall Grichuk hit his first home run of the season. So nice of Rockies pitching to do that for an old friend. What a lovely welcome home. So, yeah, we mentioned as of Wednesday. Okay, so, like, before this game start, before Wednesday's game, Ryan McMahon actually did have the highest batting average in the majors, which was pretty nice. On the flip side, Nolan Jones, we're seeing him pressing. It's so frustrating for him. It's so frustrating for us. It's definitely more frustrating for him. Brenton Doyle has been so productive. He was pretty productive on Tuesday. He went 2 for 3. He had his fourth multi-hit game of the season, which is so impressive, especially for him too, because that was the one piece he had to work on so much. Elias Diaz, he still has, because he wasn't in the lineup today. He has a 5-game hit streak. And that was his third multi-hit game of the year, too. So that was pretty fun. Pretty fun stuff. Unfortunately, not fun enough. Let's revisit the Toyota chat, shall we? All right. Trenton in the chat. That 95-mile-per-hour out he threw to first was definitely a clue. He was feeling frustrated a bit. Yes, he took it out on the ball. RK, there's a few guys locked in, but an equal amount that are locked out. I'm not going to say locked out. I'm just going to say unlocked. They're unlocked right now, and they got to lock it in. Let's see. Burge in the chat. Hey, Burge. Speaking of Jake Bird, he gets to visit his old friend Bryce Harper next week. That's right. We'll talk about we'll preview the Philly series a little more, maybe in a later show. Because also, I had a great conversation with Nolan Jones earlier today about his feelings heading in, because that's his hometown. So we got one guy heading to his hometown. Another guy almost got his head ripped off by Bryce Harper. It's wild. It's wild. Can't wait. Can't wait. Luigi, the Toyota chat, you say. Now I want a Toyota. Wow. Clip that, Tiff. Clip it. Clip it. Clip it. I love Toyotas. Who doesn't? Who wouldn't love a Toyota? If you don't, you're lying. All right. Yeah, great. Such a fun series here at Coors Field this week. A lot of ups, a lot of downs. But if you want to focus on the downs in terms of how much you're paying for tickets, you should check out our friends at Game Time, because Game Time is going to take the guesswork out of getting tickets. You're going to save so much more, even when you wait so close to first pitch. They've got great last minute deals, all in prices. I love that you can see the view from your seats. And they have a really cool deal for baseball. But by the way, this is your warning. You've only got a couple days to use this deal. You can take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. And for a limited time, all users can get $20 off any MLB purchase of $150 or more in the Game Time app with code FIRSTPITCH. All caps, one word, first pitch. Some terms do apply, but that's first pitch for $20 off from now through April 14th. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I guarantee I'm going to have a Breck brew after this, because they're our OG. They're our first beer, and they're the official craft beer of DNVR. Tiff, by the way, how were all the Breck shows on Monday?
Oh, so fun.
Good.
It was a little chaotic, which always happens. Yeah. But, you know, we settled in and it was a blast.
Remote shows are always chaotic, no matter who you are.
Yes.
You could be in the business for decades. Remote shows are still crazy.
Something will always, if it can go wrong, it will go wrong. I think that's a law.
Well, I thought the shows all looked great, so.
I'm glad you watched.
Yeah, of course. How could I? All right. Anyway, Reel It ensues. Breck Brew, they got a beer for any occasion. No better way to watch a game or recover from a game than with an ice-cold Breck Brew. They got the Avalanche Amber, the Mile High City Golden, the Broncos Country Pale Ale, the Funslinger, the Good Company Hard Seltzer. Find your favorite brew near you. Use the beer locator at breckbrew.com. Let's bring it to today. Let's bring it to today. Game three of this Arizona series. Austin Gomber. Austin Gomber was just fine. He wasn't Gomby. He wasn't the Gombest, but he was Gomber. He was good. The pitching line on him, 6 hits, 2 runs. Both of those earned, allowed 2 walks. 4 strikeouts, that 1 solo home run. He's got a 4.91 ERA on the season. He threw 98 pitches in those 6 innings, 61 of them 4 strikes. Tovar was hitting leadoff today. That was pretty fun. He had a single in the first. He had a double in the second. True leadoff. We loved Tovar hitting leadoff today. It was pretty good. And, we were talking to Buddy after the game, of course, and... people like, should we be seeing Tovar hitting leadoff more? And he's like, well, he's kind of as high as he's going to go. Charlie Blackman's also a pretty good leadoff hitter. So, he'll probably be just right behind him, at least for the time being, which I think is pretty fun. Alaris Montero, RBI single to get the Rocks tied because, of course, they did not score first in this economy. Michael Tolia also 2-run homer in the fourth as a righty, which was fun. He's been great on both sides of the plate. We had a very interesting conversation with him about being a switch hitter and how you'll go through slumps on one side or slumps on the other, but he feels like it's really clicking on both sides for him right now. I thought that was so fascinating. What else did we have? Oh, yeah. So on that 2-run homer, Brendan Rodgers had reached base on an error. He has not been hitting as much as we would like. We did get a double from him that went into that right field corner. Chris Bryant, though. Oh, my gosh. He had such a big hit in that third inning. And it was just a little short. And I think, even I was a little tricked by it. I thought, is this just going to get out? And it didn't. Chris Bryant. Poor guy. Chris Bryant also, full count Chris Bryant, the bottom of the ninth inning stresses me out so much these days. Because again, I think he's one of those guys that also might be pressing a little too hard. I don't know, but it's not working because he is striking out in so many of these big moments with guys on base. But anyway, all right, so we've got some, let's bring it back to Nolan Jones because Nolan Jones also having so many struggles at the plate right now, especially. But we were talking to Buddy. I'd mentioned earlier, we asked him if he was pressing. Immediately, he was like, yes. Yes, Nolan Jones is. So are we ready to play that? All right, so here is what Buddy had to say about Nolan Jones in this current state of his right now.
Well, it's going to ultimately up to Nolan. I mean, he's getting a lot of coaching. Obviously from the coaching staff, from his team. Everybody's trying to help him because he's such a guy that cares a lot and, really wants to be a big contributor. And sometimes that gets in the way, right, of trying to do too much. And he falls into that trap. He had a very successful year last year. Once he got called up and settled down in Albuquerque after really trying super hard in spring training to make the team, he exhaled. What we need him to do now is exhale. And play. We're seeing it at times during the course of the game, but we're not seeing the complete exhale, playing relaxed, having fun. I mean, there's a combination of being focused and intense, but also relaxed at the same time. I mean, it's the trick of the players who do that are the good ones, are the successful ones. We got to get them into that space.
Yeah, so that was actually, we were talking about this pregame too. Obviously, we saw a lot of the same from him. He is still just kind of stuck right now in this place where he has a lot of pressure on him. We talked to him very briefly about this post game. This is also my least favorite time to do an interview because you could just tell, you can see how emotional he is. He's had so many bad days at work and everyone sees it. And it's really frustrating. He cares so much. He's out there working his ass off every day. So it was tough to talk to him and see him like this. But we asked him, though, about... We referred to our conversation, but that exact conversation with Buddy about him pressing. And here's what Nolan Jones had to say.
Yeah, I definitely think it's in there. It's been tough for me so far. I'm working every day. And I know it's going to come, but it's very frustrating.
Yeah. Did you see it? Like, it's just like, I know, I hate it. I'm just going to put out, I'm going to start making like crazy predictions. I think one of my predictions is Nolan Jones is going to homer in Philly back home.
That'd be fun.
I think he will. Yeah. I think he will. I think the Philly series could be very chaotic in a very fun way. As Philly series always are. All right. Let's bring it back to Wednesday's game. Tovar was great, by the way. 3 for 5, a double, a run scored. Justin Lawrence had a very, very bad time out there. So he came in for that 9th inning, and we saw a lot of base traffic. And really, I mean, we were tied going into this 9th inning. The Rockies were tied. We're very invested, as you can see. Rockies were tied heading into this game. Justin Lawrence, into this inning. Hi, I'm sorry, it's been a long day. I'll start the whole sentence over, okay? Rockies were tied heading into that 9th inning. Right away, leadoff walk. And then another walk. And then a double that scored 2 runs. And that double also went right into that left field corner. The corners giveth, the corners taketh away. So that is where it all kind of fell apart. The Rockies were not able to answer those runs. We saw some hits. Charlie Blackmon came in to pinch hit. He did not hit. But Ezekiel Tovar could not stop hitting. It got a little single, and then Ryan McMahon drew a walk, and then a strikeout from, who was next? Yeah, Chris Bryant struck out. That full count, very frustrating. Jake Cave drew a walk. Jake Cave has, in these 9th inning situations where he is pitch hitting, he has drawn walks in these very long at-bats. But he's had some really good at-bats, even where he doesn't get the hit. He's been very patient at the plate. He's a vet. He knows what he's doing. But then, of course, Nolan Jones was up next. The bases were loaded at this point, too. So, like, the game could have gone so many different ways. And that last at-bat, of course, had to come down to Nolan Jones. And he couldn't get it done. It was a flyout to center. That was it. It was pretty frustrating. For all of us. But of course, that is why Nolan Jones was feeling the way he felt after this game. I would too. It's tough to watch. You feel bad. No one wants to see this. But yeah, Rockies, 6 hits, 3 runs, 1 homer. Yeah. Yeah, let's check the chat. Let's check the Toyota chat because y'all are chatty. First of all, Steve, thank you. Susie, keeping it positive. Luigi, I was at the Colorado Convention Center in 92 when they announced the Rockies officially. Wow. NOG, welcome to the chat. We love to talk to an OG. Oh, that is cool. All right, what else do we have? Trenton in the chat, bro, KB's long fly ball as well, maybe another foot or two and it was out. Not even. I mean, if it was just a little higher, it would have been out. It was very sad. We were all kind of holding our breath watching that one, and then it just didn't go out. Trenton in the chat, Jones is having so many costly mishaps in the field as well. He makes that catch, that top of the 9th is over. That was a tough catch, though. That would have been a miracle of a catch. I don't know. Maybe I'm being too kind. Let me know in the Toyota chat. Trenton also adding, it's tough. Love Jones and KB, but they are kind of on the struggle bus. They are on the struggle bus. They're on the struggle bus together, though. I mean, we've heard from Nolan Jones a bunch that, you know, obviously he's had a lot of very bad games so far in the first 13 games of the season. But, I mean, he keeps telling us, like, at least this team has my back. Like, they are here for me for all these bad moments. Like, we're all going to get through it. He's like, I know I've got it in me. I just got to find it. I feel bad. I feel so bad. What else do we have in the Toyota chat? Let's see. All right. Luigi in the chat. Not a chance that we stand by. Until they. I don't get it.
The comment before.
Oh, I'm missing context.
You're good. Lauren Ferris is saying that
Stand By Me is like the quintessential song for the Rockies. And so Luigi is saying,
Not a chance
that we stand by them until they turn the beat around.
Okay, look how metaphorical you're getting. Trend in the chat, Jones makes that play and he's on ESPN top 10. Yeah, he would have been. You know what I will say? Let's bring it back to the field. Brendan Rodgers had a crazy catch in the sixth inning. He ended the inning too. Okay, so it was just this wild diving catch like near the first baseline. He like rolls over on the grass and then throws to first on his back. It was giving Nolan Arenado. It was giving. It ended the inning, that's for sure. But wait, we have a... Tiff was kind enough to make a score graphic. And she was like, oh, should we use this picture? And I'm like, you know what? I don't know. It might be a little much. But here's the picture anyway. This is... All right, so yeah, he is just... He's splayed out. He caught the ball. He's ready to throw it. It was wild. I'm like, also, can't believe he made that throw. Can't believe the throw. I could never. This a play like this would kill me. I would never walk again if I were to attempt something like this. Yeah, that was fun. That was a fun time. A fun time. You know what else is a fun time, Tiff? Going out to eat with your friends at Illegal Pizza. I am due for a pizza trip, by the way. There have been weeks where I've eaten Illegal Pizza every single day of the week. But Illegal Pete's, they are our good friends. But hey, this Friday, by the way, the Nuggets crew is going to be at the Illegal Pete's in Lodo for a pregame happy hour and a merch pop-up. You can get your hands on our Nuggets playoff shirt early. Oh my gosh, the new playoff shirt. You can grab it early. Before all your friends do. Show them up. Why not? Yeah. Also, there's an Illegal Pizza in Wheat Ridge now. So you got a friend in the burrito business. Yeah. Anyway, Illegal Pizza, it's your spot for burritos, buddies, and beer. And for me, it's my spot for reverse nachos.
Yes.
So fun.
Yum.
So fun. I had nachos at the game today. I did not have sunflower seeds. But... you can have sunflower seeds. You gotta get hooked up from our friends at Chinook Cedary. These are the craziest sunflower seed flavors that you're gonna find on the market.
So
but like
good.
In a good way.
So good.
In a good way, yeah. Of course, you can get just like the original sunflower seed. They've got lemon pepper, they've got jalapeno ranch, parmesan and pepper, smokehouse barbecue, hatch chili, dill pickle, cinnamon toast. What?
Crazy.
How do they do it?
And also,
they have the largest seeds on the market, too. And you're not going to have sandpaper tongue, no salty burn. You can eat these seeds all day long without tearing up your mouth. You're a sunflower seed girly, right, Tiff?
I am. I've, like, quite literally been munching on these all day because I don't know how to pack myself a lunch when I come here. So sunflower seeds have been my lunch today.
Okay, so...
And no sore mouth, no, like, over-saltiness, no chapped lips, no dehydration. It's
I was going to say, you look very hydrated.
Yeah, feel great. Feel great.
All right, so Tiff is running on seeds right now from Chinook Seedery because we've got the whole sampler here in the office. You can get a sampler pack and try all 8 of their flavors. Head over to ChinookSeedery.com. Use code ROCKIES for 20% off your order of the best seeds ever. Luigi, thank you for complimenting my transition. I am working on them, okay? I'm working on them. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. It's just like baseball. It's just like baseball. All right. Where are we at time-wise? How long have we been at this? Oh, 35 minutes. I don't want to keep y'all much longer, but let's just get into some other game notes. Charlie Blackman, he's at 755 career RBI. That's as a pregame today. Just 5 shy of tying Nolan Arenado for 4th most in Rockies history. Also, good news, Nolan Jones no longer leading Major League Baseball in errors. Ellie De La Cruz is at 5 errors now, so Nolan Jones can rest easy knowing that he does not have the most, because that was a tough couple of games. Tough couple of games. Hey, some more good news. We don't have to see the Diamondbacks again until August 12th. We saw them so much in the past week, and we don't have to see them again until August, which I am relieved about. I will not miss Christian Walker. I will not miss mixing up Jock Peterson and Jace Peterson on my score sheet. I don't like that combo. It's too confusing. I don't know why more people aren't talking about it. Is it just me who's confused? Let me know in the Toyota chat. Some Rockies-related news that I know a lot of people at Coors Field were very excited about today. Jackson Holliday. Happy Jackson Holliday debut day to those who observe. And, of course, that is very observed at Coors Field because he was the Coors Field toddler. And, by the way, shout out to Danielle Allentuck, who used to do such a great job covering the Rockies. She does a great job covering the Orioles now. She brought it back to her Rockies roots. She talked to so many people in the Rockies organization, so many former players that saw Jackson Holliday as a little kid and just compiled these great childhood stories of him. The kid was a little baller, even as a toddler. It was a great story. And there's a link to it. I think we retweeted it. So I highly recommend reading it because it was great. And, you know, I think right now, is that game even? I have no idea what time any game is right now. But we'll talk about his debut a lot more on Friday. Next show is going to be Friday at 7 p.m. Mountain Time, by the way. Game won't be over because they're going to be in Toronto. Toronto. That'll be fun. So, yeah, the Rockies haven't been to Toronto in such a long time. I think they were supposed to go in 2020. So a lot of people who work for the Rockies and cover the Rockies are especially excited about Toronto because I think for a lot of people, it's the final ballpark that a lot of them haven't been to yet, just because the team doesn't go there that much. Now they will every other year. But I think for Patrick Saunders, too, that was his last ballpark that he had to get to. I'm going to try to get him on the show next week.
Oh,
or when he gets back.
Yeah.
So we could talk all about it. Because as you know, I've been to all 30.
He'll have to have a nacho take.
Yes. Actually, I don't think I had nachos, but I had like the Canadian version, which is poutine.
Poutine, yeah, for
poutine.
Sure.
We love poutine. Hey, Trenton in the chat, so happy for Jackson. Well deserved. I love that they made him wait like a week and a half. Because he was probably so frustrated, like, no, how did I not make this team? What is going on? And he's there now. The Orioles did have to DFA Tony Kemp. But he said some really nice things about Jackson on Twitter, which I thought, class act. Class act right there. Luigi in the chat. I live in Phoenix. I've got great seats for the game in August. That's good. That's good. Enjoy that August weather. In that cover, thank God it's a covered ballpark because August is not okay weather. It's not like weather that should exist on this planet. Yet here we are. Oh, Steve in the chat. Oh, wow. No, I'm not going to read that one. But Trent says, that's a W picture. I believe we're talking about the only picture we showed in the show, which is Brendan Rodgers making a crazy catch. Oh my gosh. I don't know. I haven't zoomed in on it. I'm a little afraid to. Luigi in the chat, on a plus side, your nails are on point. You were married to a salon owner. Can you get me a deal? Were. Are you guys, are y'all on good terms? Let me know in the Toyota chat. All right. I think, you know what? I think we've heard enough. The show's going to be back on Friday. We're going to call it like our little seventh inning stretch show. It's going to start around 7 o'clock. Guess who's coming back? Steph's coming back. Steph's going to join the show. We're going to watch the Rockies game together, all of us. And it'll be a good time. And then, of course, we will be live after the finale of the series in Toronto on Sunday, too. So just like, yeah, mark your calendars. Get the YouTube tab open. Like and subscribe so you never miss an episode. All right. That's my piece. Tiff, my peaceful queen, where Hello. Can we follow you on Twitter?
I am at Tiffany with an I underscore Tano on all platforms.
On all platforms. I'm at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. I share my scorecards. If that is of value to you, you can see my handwriting and the weird way I keep score. Apparently I keep score weird. No one ever taught me. I just kind of like learned. And I just do it for me to keep track of what happened in a game. Why am I defending myself here?
Very defensive all of a sudden.
I don't know. I'm in a weird mood.
Go home. Take a nap.
I need to go home. All right, guys. Let's bring it home. Make sure you are following all of the latest Rockies news at DNVR underscore Rockies on Twitter. Follow us at DNVR underscore sports on Instagram, too, because the social boys post about the Rockies. They do. Actually, a lot. Yay. All right. And that's all. You know what I like to say, Tiff, about closing out a show like this?
What do you like to say, Suze?
I say, that's baseball. That's the show. We'll talk to you on Friday at 7 o'clock Mountain Time, but have a great week. We all silly like the mayor.